talk today about the many, many different ways we human beings use math in our lives. And I don't just mean the physical math that we have, but we'll talk about those in a little bit, but the mental and the emotional math that we often put on just to interact with the world, just to exist in society. So these masks, they come in two types. We have the mask that we feel compelled to put on, that means forced to, or the mask that, like on Halloween, we put on willingly for fun, for joy, or just to try something else. We all know what it feels like to pretend to be someone that you're not when you're trying to fit into a group. And we also know the pure joy, how much fun it is to pick out your own, like being Spider-Man or being a K-pop demon hunter for Halloween. So we're gonna talk about the first one first. So these are the masks that we feel like we have to wear, right? This happens when we feel like we have to pretend to be someone that we're not, someone that we think society requires us to be. And this is like a very human thing. We all do it in big ways and small ways. So for example, maybe you are feeling super silly and super excited, but you have to go to a really long, boring dinner with adults who want to just sit there and talk and talk and talk. So you have to pretend to be a calm, good dinner participant, maybe when you don't want to. And then on the opposite side, maybe you have a friend who really likes to stay home, really likes to read books, and then they have to attend a party. And at the party, they have to meet all these new people, and so they just put on a mask that's like, ah, I am so excited to be here. I'm so thrilled. These are all different masks that we wear when we interact in the world. So for neurodivergent individuals, that's folks with autism or ADHD or other ways of processing information that is different, may mask more than others. So this feeling of compulsion is forced upon folks like this. They feel like they have to wear a mask, not just like once in a while, but like 24/7. They feel compelled to hide their true ways of being in the world and match whatever society calls normal expectations. And so this sense of limiting ourselves, having to mask, having to hide ourselves, it's not limited to just one group. It affects everyone. So even all of us who like consider ourselves part of the norm, we all have seasons or moments where we feel awkward or uncomfortable or out of place or just simply not normal, whatever that means. So this kind of constant everyday masking, it takes so much energy, and the mask itself can feel very, very heavy and painful to wear. It hurts to deny ourselves our true selves. And no one should ever have to conceal the very best parts of themselves to be who they are in this world. But those masks are hard and heavy, but not all masks are heavy. Fortunately, we can also, like on Halloween, put on the mask that we choose. We can do this in other ways too, like trying on a new trait, trying on a new way of being. It gives our brain a chance to internally practice these traits, practice these senses. So for example, you can try to put on a mask of courage or a mask of patience, or you can lean into exploring a wild sense of adventure. So it's a great experiment. So you might, for example, decide to be the wild party dancer at your party the next weekend, and then on Monday morning, think about it and say, huh, did I like being the wild party dancer? Or am I gonna kick up my heels and just chat at the next party? We can try different things, and this is a very cool thing it is about being human. We can have different experiences. So Halloween happens to be the perfect time to try out these things. So for example, on Halloween night, if you're a fluffy tiger, right? You got your orange fur and you have your fluffy tail, here's my tail, and your big ears, and you, on Halloween, when you are walking with your besties, when you are trick-or-treating, you feel like that tiger actually on the prowl for chocolate and for other yummy things. And so we don't just have to imagine what it would be like to be those things. We can experience it on Halloween night. We get to try out new roles, new things, new experiences. And in having this fun, we're also learning how to be brave, how to be bold, how to be powerful. And we're strengthening those inner traits. And so this practice, this inner brave face, is a helpful trick that we're going to use later to play on our brains and help it kind of kick off the process, telling it to act the part until the feeling kicks in. And so you can hold on to your brave face mask, and you don't have to just use it today. You can bring it out. So this isn't just the power of make-believe. It's also how we can hack our own brains. How many of you ever play video games? A video game, computer game, any kind of game where you have to create a character? So maybe you're like me, and you get caught in like hours upon hours in the character creator. So check this out. Scientists have also have studied this like connection that we have to these characters, to these avatars that we make in these different kind of computer or digital, computer or video or digital game, whatever. And check this out. Let's say that you're in the character creator and you create a ridiculously 7-foot-tall space pirate, and you put all his stats in courage and bravery. And he rides a farting unicorn. And so you actually, when you're playing that space pirate on his farting unicorn, you are channeling that inner bravery, that courage that you may not think that you possessed. So even if you're normally a little shy and you don't own a farting unicorn, you can operate in this confident, courageous way and kind of train your brain to be open to it, to be a little braver, a little stronger. And so this effect is called the Proteus effect. So basically, your character becomes a mask, a digital mask for you to try on, to have fun. And those confident feelings that can sneak out of the game will follow you into real life. And I think that's pretty cool. So like in Marley Moe's play, we know that it's hard to be brave. It's very scary to be scared. And that's okay. We know that being brave doesn't mean that you're not scared. It means that you're aware of it and you act anyways, even when you are scared. And we know that we can do hard things, especially together. So we can use the wonderful mask that we'll be making today to help us when challenges arise. And so we'll talk about that practice in a minute. But let's have our ushers and everyone pass out our mask so we can start making it. Oh, we already have them. I'm sorry. You guys already got it. You got to mark it. Everybody's making it. Okay. So when we make this, when we practice this, we're going to put it on and practice being the bravest and the kindest, most humans that we can be. So as we go through this process, let's remember that masking, it's a human thing. It's a thing that we all do all the time. You are masking, someone else is masking, everyone around us is masking, and it's heavy, it's hard. So I think this is an opportunity for us to be a little more forgiving and kind to one another. Life is really difficult, and we can give each other grace and encourage one another to take off our mask that are feeling the heaviest, and also support each other when we want to try on new masks and try new things. So every Sunday, we say the benediction, right? And in that line, we say, be of good courage. I think this is particularly relative to Halloween. So these masks, these brave faces that we're going to put on, they help us live into that value of good courage. And you know, sometimes these masks that we wear, they help protect us and they become a shield. So in recent times, in the city of Portland, for example, we've seen people dress up like inflatable frogs and unicorns and wear it as a shield to give them the courage and to protect themselves to face those bullies who are wearing scary masks and have military and tactile equipment. They When you see a frog facing a bunch of guys dressed up like bullies, it kind of makes it a little bit absurd. So masks, they can be the power. They can challenge situation, and they can also give us courage to say, hey, stop, that's enough. Stop harming my neighbors. Stop hurting my community. They help us to hold power to account through fun, through ridicule. And you know, those who want to be like big and scary like a monster, they do not like it when a frog or a unicorn makes fun of them. So masks really help us challenge those in power who are oppressing us. So with all this said, whether we are gratefully taking off a mask that we feel compelled to put on, or we're purposely putting on our brave faces, please remember this truth. Whatever you are masking, you are not alone. So when you feel shy, or you're facing a hard test, or you feel like you're the newest person in the room, when you are trying to be brave, please look around you. And please remember that you are part of this community, that we see you, and we love you, and we want the very best for you, mask or no mask. So no matter what challenges you are facing, whether a big giant dust bunny, or being the new person, or a big project at school, you can remember this love of this congregation and remember all these wonderful folks sitting around you, supporting you. And know, you're not alone in this world.